to hold Dhamma talk. We should pay respect to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa 3 times together. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Today, I would like to explain about the Bodhisattva way. Why I choose this topic? In Korea, there are many Bodhisattvas. So I want to introduce you Bodhisattva way, according to our Theravada tradition. Do you want to become Bodhisattva?
Yes.
Okay. You must emulate our Bodhisattva path. One example is our Bodhisattva Jyotipala. Jyotipala.
What is Jyotipala?
I will explain his name. In Daino Kaspa Buddha, our Bodhisattva is a Brahmin called Jyotipala. How did he brightest under the guidance of Kaspa Buddha? First, he ordained as a bhikkhu under the guidance of Kaspa Buddha. First, he ordained as a bhikkhu under the guidance of Kaspa Buddha. After ordination, he emphasized Vinaya rules. Vinaya rules. He learned 3 pitakas. He practiced 13 dudengas, ascetic practices. He said he dwelt in a forest. He practiced samatha, jhanas, 8 attainments. He also practiced 5 mundane psychic powers. He also practiced vipassana up to sankharupaka jnana stage, the knowledge of equanimity towards formations. This is one example. Whenever he meet with Buddha's dispensation, altogether 9 times he do in the same way. Therefore, if you want to become real Buddha, you must emulate his example. You must ordain as a bhikkhu or bhikkhuni. You must try to purify your bhajju. You must learn 3 pitakas. You must practice 8 attainments, 8 types of jhanas. You must dwell in a forest. You must practice 13 dudengas, ascetic practices. Then you must practice 5 mundane psychic powers. Then you must practice vipassana up to sankharupaka jnana stage, the knowledge of equanimity towards formations. Can you try? If you want to become Buddha, you must try. Without practicing these different types of practice, last life, automatically he cannot become self-enlightened Buddha, Sammasambuddha. Without practicing these practices systematically, in his last life, automatically he cannot become self-enlightened Buddha, Sammasambuddha. Because of these practices, he gained practice in last life in Uruvela forest for the attainment of self-enlightened Buddha. He gained practice jhana easily. He can practice vipassana easily. He can practice psychic powers very easily. Because of this reason, under the Bodhi tree, he became self-enlightened Buddha, Sammasambuddha. Tonight, I want to explain in brief about jhana practice. If you want to practice jhana, how you should try? According to our Theravada tradition, there are 40 samatha meditation subjects.
테라바다 전통에서는 사마타 명상 수행의 대상이 40가지가 있습니다.
Among 40 samatha meditation subjects, 30 meditation subjects can lead for attainment of jhana. But all samatha meditation subjects cannot produce 8 attainments. If you break these 10 kasinas, then you can attain 8 attainments, 8 types of jhanas. If you break this anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, you can attain up to fourth jhana stage. If you break this metta, loving kindness meditation, you can attain up to third jhana stage. In the same way, if you break this karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, you can attain up to third jhana stage. If you break this equanimity meditation, ubhaga, brahma vihara, then you can attain up to fourth jhana. So if you want to become bodhisattva, then you should be expert all these samatha meditation subjects. I would like to explain in brief about anapanasati first. If you want to practice anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, you should focus on your breath object. From the nostril and upper lip, between the nostril and upper lip, you should focus on your breath object. You should not move your attention inside the nostril or outside upper lip. Between the nostril and upper lip, anywhere in that area, you can focus only just breath. Breath is going in, going out. You should not follow inside your nostril or outside upper lip. From that area, you should focus only breath. If you can concentrate on the breath object, it is very good. However, if you cannot concentrate well on your breath object, commentary suggests to try counting breath. For example, while breathing in, you should not breathe in. While breathing out, you should not breathe out. Then you should not one. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. You should try in the same way up to eight. Again, one to eight. Again, one to eight. In this way, you must try to notice your breath and please God. If you can concentrate well, at least more than half hour, at the time you can stop counting. When you stop counting, then you should try to observe the whole body of breath. Sometimes you may breathe slowly. That slow breath is called long breath. Sometimes you may breathe quickly. Quick breath is called short breath. When it is long, you should try to observe the whole body of breath. When it is short, you should try to observe the whole body of breath. Please do not make your breath intentionally long or short. Please allow your breath in a natural way. If you can concentrate on your whole body of breath, then when concentration is developing, the breath will become very, very subtle. When the breath becomes subtle, you should not try to make the breath clear. Subtle breath is very good. If you can concentrate on that subtle breath, then you should try to observe the whole body of breath. When it is long, you should try to observe the whole subtle breath. When it is short, you should try to observe the whole subtle breath. If you can concentrate more than 1 hour in every sitting on that subtle breath, very soon nimitta will appear. What is nimitta? Nimitta is the sign of concentration. What is sign of concentration? You will concentrate that mind arise depending on your heart pace. While concentrating on your breath object, that concentrated mind associates with wisdom pagaladi. That wisdom pagaladi produces colorful breath. Naturally, your breath is mind-born materiality. Your mind produces your breath. If you can discern four elements in your breath is nothing but a group of subatomic small particles only. These subatomic particles are called kalaba in Pali. If you can analyze those kalabas, in each kalaba there are 8, 9 types of materiality. What are 9 types? I will calculate. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and breathing sound. Among those 9 types of materiality in each kalaba, there one important factor is color. One kalaba's color and another kalaba's color rise very, very closely to each other. When concentration on the breath object is very deep and profound, at that time, that concentrated mind associates with wisdom pagaladi. That wisdom pagaladi produces these kalabas. When wisdom pagaladi is very sharp, the color becomes very bright. One kalaba's color and another kalaba's color rise very closely. Combination of these different types of kalaba's color becomes nimitta. Again, in those kalabas there is fire element. That fire element is called temperature. That temperature also produces new subatomic kalabas. Depending on the power of wisdom pagaladi, the generation is uncountable. Those kalabas color also bright. However, temperature-born kalabas color is not only spread inside the body, inside the nostril, but outside the nostril also they spread. Not only on the nostril, but when wisdom pagaladi is very sharp, then the light of wisdom spread surrounding a meditator's body. But we call nimitta when the natural breath and this color combine together. Around the nostril, color is called nimitta. Surrounding a meditator's body, if there is light, this light is called the light of wisdom, not nimitta. Your body sadhas mind, very powerful. If you practice systematically, your wisdom faculty can produce this light. If you use your mind in your kitchen, then this mind cannot produce such type of light.
Sorry?
If you use your mind in your kitchen only, then this mind cannot produce such type of light. So your mind has the power.
그러니까?
You should use this power. How you should try? Buddha asked in many suttas, I will recite one sutta. In Sicca Sanyutta, there is one sutta. Buddha says, bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the dhammas as they really are. What is the reason? Concentrated mind can produce such type of light. This is called the light of wisdom. So if you can concentrate on your nimitta, then when your concentration develops further, the nimitta will become white color. Usually for beginners, nimitta is smoking color. When concentration develops, the Smoking color will become white color like cotton wool. That cotton wool color nimeda is called ogaha nimeda lanensai. If a meditator can concentrate on that lanensai ogaha nimeda, when his concentration develops further, then his nimeda will become transparent and bright. When nimeda become transparent and bright like morning star, then if a meditator can concentrate well more than 1 hour, very soon full absorption jhana concentration will appear. What is full absorption? Meditator's mind completely sink inside nimeda, then stay there peacefully without moving. Such type of concentration is called jhana concentration. What is jhana? Especially the name of jhana is Paijanapada's name. What are Paijanapada's? Number one, vidyaka. Obligation of the mind to the anabana counterpart sign. Number two is vichara. Sustained obligation of the mind to the anabana counterpart sign. Number three is piti joy. Number four is sukha, happiness feeling. Number five is ekagata, one-pointedness. This is called samadhi concentration. These five jhana pedas together are called jhana. They penetrate anabana counterpart sign family. They penetrate anabana counterpart sign family. So they are called jhanas. So if you want to discern these five jhana pedas, how you should try? You must re-establish your full absorption jhana concentration more than 1 hour every sitting. If you can maintain this jhana concentration in every sitting for nearly 3 days, at that time you can discern your buenga mindo. What is buenga mindo? Inside your heart, there is buenga mindset. That buenga mindset produces luminous, colorful mirror. This luminous mirror is metaphorically called buenga mind. If you want to discern jhana pedas, first you must re-establish your first jhana concentration more than 1 hour. As soon as you emerge from your jhana concentration, please discern this buenga mind. In your buenga mind, you can see your anabana counterpart sign. Discerning both together, both means buenga mind and anabana counterpart sign, you can discern paijana pedas one by one. If you can discern paijana pedas one by one, then again you should try to discern these paijana pedas together. The paijana pedas together are called jhana. They firmly penetrate the anabana counterpart sign. So they are called jhana. This is only for jhana. Then you can continue second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana under the guidance of your teacher. If you already attain up to fourth jhana, your breath completely stops. Many meditators, they have a lot of doubt about this practice. Is it possible without breathing to stay for about 1 hour, 2 hours, etc.? In this way, they ask a lot of questions. In our Theravada Pitakas, there is one sutta in Anguttara Nikaya. In that sutta, Buddha explains fourth jhana concentration does not produce any breath. When entering fourth jhana concentration, a meditator does not breathe. If you have any doubt, please practice practically. Based on this fourth channel, you can design your own 32 parts of body. You can see your 32 parts clearly. If you can design 32 parts of your body, you should also try to design externally. Wherever you pay attention, you will not see man or woman. You will see 32 parts only. Based on these 32 parts, there are three ways. You can practice three ways. Taking these 32 parts or one part, you can pay attention as a repulsive particular. Repulsive. If you pay attention as a repulsive, then you can attain first jhana. Again, if you pay attention to elements, you can see kalabas. Again, if you pay attention to the color of those 32 parts, you can attain 8 types of jhanas. For example, your head hair is black color. Taking this head hair as meditation object, you can pay attention black kasina. Then you will not see head hair, you will see only black circle. In Pali, it is called nila. If you can concentrate on that nila kasina circle, then full absorption will arise. Then imagine from that full absorption, you can extend this kasina circle up to infinite universe. If you break this systematically, you can attain 8 types of jhana or 8 attainments. Another example is your urine. Is it reversible? It is reversible, but if you can practice according to Buddha's instruction, you can attain 8 types of jhanas. Your urine is yellow color. Taking this yellow color as object, you can pay attention as yellow. Because of your willpower, then you will not see your urine, you will see only yellow circle. In the same way, you can extend this kasina circle up to infinite universe. If you already extend up to infinite universe this kasina circle, then if you continue to practice systematically, you can attain 8 attainments. Another example is blood. Inside your heart, there is blood. That blood is red color.
이 혈액은 빨간색입니다.
Very few small quantity. Yes, very small quantity. Taking this blood as meditation object, you can pay attention as red. Because of your willpower, then very soon this blood began red circle. If you can concentrate well on that red circle, then you can extend this kasina circle up to infinite universe in the same way. Taking this red kasina as object, as meditation object, you can practice 8 attainments. In the same way, another example is skeleton. Skeleton. Especially your skull. Your skull is white color. Taking this white as meditation object, you can pay attention as white. Very soon you will not see this skull, you will see only white skull. If you see white skull, then if you can concentrate thoroughly, then you can extend this white kasina circle up to infinite universe in the same way. Taking this white kasina as meditation object, if you practice systematically, then you can attain 8 types of jhana. We have these 32 parts. If we can use according to our Buddha's instruction, we can accumulate many good paramis, jhana paramis. Is it okay? We investigate many meditators. Many meditators say, Pajana is very good. But when they Ajahn practice Sagyajana. This Sagyajana is very good. Then, if they adding up to that jhana, then that jhana is better than Sagyajana. Then again, if they practice fourth jhana, then they say fourth jhana is better than that jhana. In this way, when they practice this jhana systematically, then they can understand higher and higher jhanas are better and better. Again, based on this jhana concentration, if they practice vipassana systematically, especially four elements meditation systematically, they can see their body is composed with subatomic small particles called kalabas. If they can analyze those kalabas, they can see ultimate materiality. However, these ultimate materialities are not permanent materiality. They are impermanent. As soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are anicca, impermanent. However, if there is still cause, then they will continue in the same way. What is cause? According to Buddha's teaching, there are four causes for materiality. Some materialities are karma-born materiality. Some materialities are mind-born materiality. Some materialities are temperature-born materiality. Some materialities are nutriment-born materiality. There are four causes as well as four types of materiality. If you have enough concentration, you can see this cause as well as there are different types of materiality. In the same way, if you continue to practice nama meditation subject, then you can see ultimate mentality as well. This ultimate materiality and mentality are called noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitya. Again, you can discern their cause. Among their cause, one cause is karma. That karma is not present karma. This karma is in your past life, you had accumulated this karma. If you have enough concentration, you can visit to up to your past life. You can clearly see your past karma. I want to explain with one example. In meditation, when discerning ultimate mentality and materiality, Bhagavan up to the conception stage, he sees ultimate mentality as well as materiality in her birth linking my moment conception stage. In her mother's womb, first my moment is called but linking my moment. And first, this is also called conception, my moment. There are materiality as well as mentality. When they rise in this very light, what is their cause? When she searched their cause, she saw she is releasing parts.
Parts.
P-I-R-D-S, parts. She bought these parts from the bazaar, from the market. And then she released these parts for to save their life.
P-I-R-D, parts. Explain parts.
This is wholesome karma, her wholesome karma. Very simple karma. When releasing these parts, she had a lot of compassion to these parts. So, this wholesome karma also anicca impermanent. As soon as they arise, they pass away. But they left behind karma potentiality. That karma potentiality produces ultimate mentality as well as ultimate materiality in her mother's womb, past my moment, but again my moment. This is the beginning stage of dependent origination. This is the right understanding of the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sijja. These two noble truths, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes are called sankhara formations. These sankhara formations are the object of vipassana. As soon as they arise, they pass away, so they are anicca, impermanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha, suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are anatta, non-self. Such type of contemplation as anicca, dukkha, anatta on those formations is called vipassana. Everybody sadda practice this vipassana up to the knowledge of equanimity towards formations, sankharupaka jnana stage. If you are bodhisattvas, you must emulate these examples. You must practice this samatha and vipassana systematically. I will stop my dhamma talk here. You can ask any question. If you have any question, you can ask.
She says, you said first you need to samatha practice, then you can attain equanimity to the sankhara. But she says some meditators can reach this equanimity stage without going through samatha meditation. So in that case, you don't have to go back and do the samatha meditation again.
Maybe if they don't want to practice samatha jhana, they should directly practice four elements meditation systematically. This is the instruction mentioned in Visuddhimagga, the path of purification. If they practice systematically four elements meditation, they can attain up to sankharupaka jnana stage. But I'm not explaining for bodhisattvas, so I explain jhana based on jhana to practice vipassana.
So, without doing samatha practice, if you attained this equanimity to sankhara, you don't have to do samatha practice?
For some meditators, not necessary to practice samatha. But for some meditators, especially when discerning dependent origination, they cannot penetrate past causes. Because of this reason, usually we teach samatha also.
Okay, as a lay person, it is very hard for him to attain this full absorption. So he's asking, is there any way he can develop this wisdom without before he can develop this samatha?
Maybe he can practice four elements meditation. This is both sides. Both sides means if you want to penetrate ultimate materiality, especially if you want to see kalabas, then you must practice four elements meditation systematically. If you can see kalabas again, you must analyze those kalabas, and then you must continue to discern mentality as well as dependent origination. If you can discern these materiality, mentality, and their causes, especially dependent origination, then you can continue to practice vipassana systematically.
He says his level of practice is very low, so he's going to ask a very basic question. You said about the elements of the composing this breath. Depending on your practice stage, the color become different. And can the general people recognize this color? And or if you you can recognize this color only if you can attain higher practice. Mm. And one more. And he's also asking, is this color difference real or is your fantasy?
Buddha's teachings are real, not imagination, by reasoning. You can see by your Western eye practically, but concentration is important. When your concentration deep enough on your breath object, then you can see your breath began nimitta. Usually for beginners, nimitta is not stable. Occasionally, many that may arise just for a few seconds or few minutes only. But with great effort, if you practice again and again, if you can concentrate deeply, when your concentration deep enough and stable, then nimitta will become stable. And then you can directly see by your Western eye.
You talked about ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. And is that right if we understand ultimate materiality as 8 to 9 elements? And what is ultimate mentality?
If I explain ultimate mentality, then another 1 hour will be necessary. One example is while you are practicing anapana, you have already attained anapana up to first jhana stage. If you can discern 5 jhana pedas, as we had explained, then this is the beginning stage of understanding of ultimate mentality. But however, these 5 jhana pedas alone do not rise. They always rise with associated mental formations. There are 94 mental formations which rise as Vajjana Dhamma. If you want to understand these 94 mental formations, please read, knowing and seeing. If you can see by your wisdom and these 34 mental formations, this is the beginning stage of understanding of ultimate mentality by your direct knowledge.
During your practice, if you cannot see any clear nimitta, that means your practice does not develop. She was asking about the path to Nibbana. Path to Nibbana. And you said if you can attain up to 8th jhana, you can attain equanimity to Sankara. But she was asking, in the 4th jhana, if she attained up to 4th jhana, is it possible to attain this equanimity?
Possible. Possible. Without jhana also possible. With jhana, 5th jhana also possible. 2nd jhana, 3rd jhana, or 4th jhana, any jhana is possible.
Then why you have to attain up to 8th jhana?
Oh, bodhisattva. I want to explain bodhisattva. This is one reason. Concentrated mind produce wisdom faculty sharp. When wisdom faculty very sharp, they can see a nature, impermanent nature, dukkha, suffering nature, another non-self nature of those formations, both internally and externally, very clearly.
Okay, about this kasina meditation, if you are sensitive to colors, can you do, you can be a better meditator of the kasina? That's one question. The other question was, how can he find this objective kasina meditation around his environment?
If you have already practiced taking these 32 parts as 4 color kasina object, then in your environment, if you see any white object such as white flower, white cloth, etc., you can practice white kasina in the same way. If you see yellow flowers or yellow clothes, then you can practice yellow kasina in the same way.
Sayado. He said we have to finish.
Yes. Maybe this question.
Okay.
If you see red flowers or red clothes, you can practice red kasina. If you see white flowers or white clothes, then you can practice white kasina in the same way. Then you can also practice other kasinas such as art kasina, water kasina, etc.